This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Party Line on this Thursday. Chan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Glad to be with you. We've got a good show today for you. It's all things City of Frankfort. We're going to be talking to the police department coming up at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. And in studio, we're going to be talking to Brian Kilman of the Street Department here in just a few minutes, talking all things the streets of Frankfort and how things are going. Normally we got Ryan. It's normally the Brian and Ryan show, but today it's just Brian. So just Brian. That sounds like it's a letdown. It's not a letdown. Brian's going to do a great job. And Ryan is doing his thing with the parks. And so a lot of things going on with the parks right now. We'll talk a little bit about that and give you an update on some of the things that we've been working with Ryan with on the crossing side. So it's been exciting. Before we do anything, let's thank our sponsors today. TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deal. Save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. And make sure you go to that website because there are some really good deals. We love bigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. The WILO Party Line telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, the Shoup's Country Food. Well, we're not going to be saying the Farmers Bank much longer. That's going to be changing. We might talk about that. Might try to get Chris Cook in when we can to talk more about all of that, the new name and the new logo and all of that merger that's taken place there. The Shoup's Country Foods, they didn't change their name. They're still the same great folks that just keep cooking it up. Good food right there. Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County. Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation, serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, and they do such a great job. They do make magic happen, as we're listening to a little bit of America. It's hard to get rid of America. I like that. Was one of my favorite groups. I have a lot of favorite groups in the 70s. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, getting ready to do my roof. Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Linens Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, all that. I have to say something about Linens Furniture. You know, we have a sofa that we bought, it's been a couple of years ago, and we spilled something the other day, and I will say that whatever they put on there, they do a great job because that I thought the sofa would be ruined, but hey, it was good. We wiped it right out, and so whatever they use over there at Linens, that's a really good protectorant. So highly recommend Linens Furniture and Mattress. Well, we are glad to be here today on Party Line. Let me give you the weather forecast because it's a little bit of a roller coaster, as we can imagine, here in May. Today, partly sunny with a high near 67, a little different from our 80s that we had earlier in the week. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. And then going to get a little windy, gust up to 21 miles per hour. Friday, imagine that. The wind is just, it doesn't seem to stop. Friday, a chance of showers, then showers likely. That's tomorrow. Thunderstorms after 5, mostly cloudy with a high near 70. It'll be a little warmer. And then Friday night, tomorrow night, low around 60. And then Saturday, back up to 75 with a chance of showers. All kinds of open houses and graduations and all kinds of things happen. I'm going to a graduation this afternoon. My granddaughter is graduating from middle school, going to be a freshman next year. Hard to believe that that's happening, but we've got that graduation this afternoon. And then Saturday night, low of 59. And then Sunday to finish off the weekend for Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be a high near 79. So we're close to 80. And Memorial Day, partly sunny. I like that, with a high of 79. They're saying it's going to be a pretty nice day for Memorial Day. So if you've got plans to cook out, I think you're good. Whatever the case may be, enjoy the day. Well, let's bring in our guest, Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
I know you're so excited to be here by yourself.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I mentioned wind in the forecast.
Yep.
It seems like you guys have to deal with the it seems, I don't know about you, but it just seems to me it's been windier this year than I've seen it in a long time. I would say this, it's just been more constant.
Yeah. I would say it's hitting sooner than normal.
Yeah. Every time I've mowed the yard so far this year, I feel like I almost have to anchor myself to the mower.
Yeah. It's been windy.
And I'm a heavy dude, so I'm anchoring myself anyway by what I eat. But it is very... It's just very windy the last several mows, but it just seems like there's been a, I don't know if the jet stream has changed. I mean, Russ Casper may call in and tell us how meteorologically this is happening. Maybe there's I don't know, maybe we have the El Nino or whatever is happening.
I just know the trees blow.
The trees are, I was in a meeting the other day.
I don't know anything about why.
I was in a meeting the other day and I'm thinking that the trees do not stop anymore. Mm-hmm. They just seem like that. And anyway, I'm not going to complain. It's we'll be complaining about there is no breeze.
Correct.
Someday.
Yep.
Well, let's get an update on the city streets of Frankfort. Is there any major? Of course, Memorial Day is coming up, and yep. you got a lot of paving that's going to be. Are you planning on a lot of paving this summer? Or?
Yeah, we have 16 streets we're going to pave, but that'll probably be late summer. We're probably looking at late October. Well, probably late.
Fall,
September.
Probably closer to fall.
October.
Okay. Is that a better time of the year? Is that the reason?
I don't like doing it around school. I'd rather do it when school's out. Uh-huh. I don't like to affect the bus routes. But
is it the heat? Is it part of the weather? Is that part of the...
Well, I mean, you want hotter asphalt.
Okay.
But I just don't like stopping bus traffic.
Yeah.
But we want utilities as goes in front of us, obviously.
And right.
They fix their upgrades under the road, so that way we don't have to cut them open.
Right.
So we're just waiting on their timetable now.
Okay, so basically you'd be doing it tomorrow if the utilities were...
Yeah.
Okay, so yep. Where you're waiting on utilities to get yep. their part done, and then you guys come on behind them. You said how many, 16 streets?
16.
Wow, what are some of the major streets that people can be mindful of?
One of the big ones is 5th Street from Walnut to Armstrong. We're mm-hmm. going to remove the railroad ties out of that one, just like we did on Barner last year, so that mm-hmm. one will be a lot smoother. There's actually some railroad ties you can actually see coming up through the road right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That'll be nice. I think that is the last road in town with railroad ties that yep. run through it. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, I've been over that before. I was actually on that side of town. I went over to the Frankfort Camp Ministries the other day. Mm-hmm. And and you guys have done some grading of alleys. There's some
yep.
some of the
we
alleys.
Started in the southwest corner.
Yeah, that some of the alleys really look nice.
Yep.
I mean, I know I've gone down some of those just in my driving of checking land and seeing where things were maybe or may not be, especially over on Krug Road, as we've been looking at a project. The it is nice to not lose your vehicle.
yeah. Just bear with us. We're getting out there. Obviously, going side load trash has been nice. We've been able to free up more guys. We're going to try to get. We're trying to fix more of the quality of life things around town. The alley approaches, the alleys themselves. You know, we're going to try to trim trees more. You know, we're trying to get more work done. We're yeah. not just a trash department. So
yeah, this trimming of the tree, you guys are responsible? Do you guys do most of that, the
yeah.
trimming of the trees?
Okay. I mean, Light and Power does a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they send crews out
You
daily.
Guys work together.
Yeah. But they do all around the, you know, the power lines and things like that.
Yeah.
we're more around the street blades, the stop signs,
right.
Anything that hangs over sidewalks. We try to take care of that so people can walk down them.
Yeah, the sidewalks, that's always a big challenge because some of those tree roots, too, busting up the walks. Are you guys responsible? Or do you guys work on that? That
probably falls more under the building services 50-50 program with the homeowner and the city.
Right.
Can work together on
right.
that.
Right. But you guys have to come out and make sure the curbs are going to be correct, and because you have to have ADA compliance and all that, right?
Yep. Now with CCMG, if a road sidewalk does meet a road that you're paving, you can use those funds to put ADA accessible paths in, and we're going to take advantage of that. And it'll take a while, but eventually we'll be fully ADA compliant. So
sidewalks have gotten better.
Yep.
I mean, that has been a battle cry of a lot of people, including myself, over the years, because when we lived in town, did a lot of walking, and you'd have some great walks, and then boom, you'd be like grass, nothing there. So the opportunity to change that is really important. I think the South Mash Road project, that's going to happen. Have you guys been involved with that and working on that with the grant and everything? Mm-hmm. How's that going?
That's going good. It's in the process now. Just working on the design and everything with American Structure Point. Mm. This is also one of the reasons why we did the SS4A grant. In the comprehensive plan, because then that looks at what other areas. I mean, if you think about if we finish MASH to Kelly, how awesome would it be to turn on Kelly and have sidewalks down Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
Williams.
Yep.
We have issues on Williams. People want to walk, but cars fly through there. And, that'd be nice to have sidewalks down Williams Street.
I would agree, because there have been people that normally you have to walk on the road, or on the side of the road. How dangerous.
And the thing of it is, I want people to understand that's not something that we can just go throw sidewalks out. You got to do full infrastructure upgrades and all that to be able to make that possible.
You're so right, because I remember the MASH Road north side.
Yep.
And to be quite frank with you, it was hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to call a spade, folks. Mm-hmm. There were some people that were mad. They didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, I know it's coming through you got a portion of your yard.
Correct.
But now I look and I see kids on their scooters. I see people, older people walking, and I'm thinking, wow, so much safer.
Yeah.
And so much of a better quality of, like you mentioned, quality of life.
Yep. You got the bike lanes there. Yep. Everybody can commute safely, and that's the goal.
Well, that's right.
Safe. And I mean, it is a pain. They're going to have to dig up your yard. The street might be shut down. You know, that section from Haven to Kelly, it's going to be a mess for a year and a half. But the finished product's going to be amazing.
Well, that's right. I always say it's kind of like remodeling. We've got a little, plan for us this summer, a little deck. We got to take our old deck is in that situation where it needs to be replaced. So we're going to replace that, and I know it's going to be inconvenient because they're going to come in and really beef it up and get it ready for something a lot nicer down the road. And it is I dread all of that, the inconvenience of that, but you have to look past that. It's kind of like a remodel in your bathroom or kitchen or whatever the case may be, and this is an impactful, and that's only going to impact my family. Yeah. But this is something that impacts our whole community.
Correct.
Family.
Go ahead.
No, it's just an opportunity for us to improve ourselves.
Yes. A lot of people just look at the trees. They don't look at the forest.
I mean,
there is an end game. You know, we need sidewalks everywhere.
Yes, we do.
We really do.
Amen. You will get me in the amen corner on that every time.
Mm-hmm.
And because I do believe that, and that is such a quality of life. In fact, it's such a part of quality of life now, that it is actually a rating when it comes to home buying.
Yeah.
That is the walkability.
Yep.
Is Frankfort a walkable town?
Yep.
Is your community, the neighborhood that you're going to possibly be looking at buying a home, is it walkable? And Zillow's and the realtor.coms and some of those places will actually give a score.
Yep.
I'm not saying that they are necessarily correct, because some of them are a little slanted, I believe, or maybe ill-informed.
Yep.
But they are giving you a rating.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that if Google comes out with their little cameras that they see sidewalks, that it does make an impact for the community you know, just quality of life in our community.
Yep.
And
just, people just need to slow down and pay attention too.
Right.
There are a lot of areas where you have to walk on the roads. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you think about even out by TPA Park, you know, there's areas on Burlington that, I've always wondered, okay, why back in the day, 30 year, 40, 50, 60 years ago, we're at a park. Wouldn't you think that you would need sidewalks to get to a park?
Yeah, but back then it wasn't important.
I know.
There was no forward thinking there.
Well, and that's, you know, kind of brings me to my next point. You know, the vision, you know, that you have for the street department. So let's talk a little bit about what you want to see maybe over the next 1 to 5 years or so.
Gosh,
what's some of the things you like to see?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as within my department, I definitely want to see more upgraded equipment. We need more state. There's so much state-of-the-art stuff out there. And like I've been telling some people, my backhoe is a 1986.
Mm.
My grader is a 1991. And the issue is if those pieces of equipment, we use those all summer long. We use those for our alley digouts. The grader grades the alleys. And if that goes down, there's not going to be any work getting done. And then that's not going to be good at all.
Right.
So, I mean, just equipment upgrades, sidewalks. I know I don't have a big part in that, but I can help push that kind of stuff with the CCMG. Paving, would love to pave more and more and more and more and more. And we're working on that. But what people also don't understand is we're only budgeted a certain amount per year that we're allowed to even do. And then if we go for CCMG, you can only go up to $1 million.
Okay.
$1 million doesn't cover much.
Right.
So we do what we can when we can.
Yeah. How much does that cut? I mean, as far as, you know how many miles that paves, like half a mile, quarter mile?
Last year we did 730,000 and it did about 2.7 miles.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
that's better than I thought. So, but to your point, that's only 2 miles.
It's only 2 miles.
It's not, we're not talking 10, 15 miles.
And currently with NDOT, we have 70.547 miles.
Okay.
But that doesn't include the annexation yet. We're working on getting that added in.
So that's just within the city limits now without the annexation out to 65.
Correct.
Wow. And that's...
So that doesn't include the roads we're taking care of now out by Frito.
Right.
Jefferson, those roads that we now have to take care of.
Right.
So...
You know, that's another good point as we, you know, expand and move outward, because Frankfort is doing that and really needs to do that to grow the community in the sense of being able to have more people for the workforce and more people going to school. You know, the quality of life becomes a big issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, potholes, we've talked about, you know, we were talking that, but, you know, being able to handle those kind of things, and coming into a community, somebody may be looking at a home, they want to be able to drive there without losing a vehicle or whatever, too. So streets are so important in the whole part of the quality of life. Sidewalks, streets, you mentioned the trimming of the trees. You know, just being able to have some uniformity.
Yep.
And I think that's a key, too. How do you guys approach all of those aspects? I mean, do you guys kind of sit down and look at things as a department and say, okay, like you mentioned, Southwest, that's where we're going to focus on the alleys.
Yep.
Is that what you guys do?
Well, we just, I mean, we do so much.
Yeah.
We mow yards.
Right.
People probably don't even know that. There's city lots that we mow. We work with code enforcement and any of the properties that we mow those in town. We have to collect the brush. You know, we do trash daily, recycle on Wednesdays, patch the holes, trimming the trees. Like, I got a crew right now putting flags up downtown. And the thing that I need people to understand is that today we're filling holes.
Yeah.
Are we going to fill them all? It's not possible to get to all of them, but we're going to get to as many as we can. Our guys work hard. Tomorrow we'll probably be on brush, because if we're not picking up the brush, people are mad about the brush.
Right.
If we're picking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can't, we can never win, but we are doing our
what
best.
What you can do. So, and I think that, and let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned recycling. Let's talk a little bit about trash and trash pickup, because that is a big part of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is another one of those opportunities that you guys had to, you know, delve into some really cool innovation with the new automated trucks, and how are those things doing, and what's the report now? You've been doing this what, about 2 years now, right?
About three years. We love it. Going street side's been huge, and I know that there's people upset that we're not picking up their trash in the alley anymore, but it's one of those things. Those trucks in those alleys, we were destroying those alleys with those heavy trucks.
Right.
So getting those to the road is going to help the alley conditions out. Once we get those, you know, we're going to try to hit alleys twice this year, so that's going to make those even better. But as far as trash pickup, going to street side and with the side load trucks, it's amazing because what people don't realize is we would be running two or three trucks every day. Mm. Those were three guys per truck.
Mm.
So now you're talking 6 to 9 guys. That stopped other jobs from getting done.
Right. So you basically move those people to doing other things, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're still short-staffed, if you want my opinion on
it. Right. So, when it comes to recycling, are you still recycling everything that you used to? I know I got to believe that digital and electronics and stuff like that, I mean, that's become more and more and more and more of an issue because we've become more of a digital community.
Yep.
So what is that a problem or struggle, or do you still? Okay.
Most everybody understands, you know, we do collect the TVs and stuff, but they go to the Wildcat out on our property. But no, as far as recycling, we collect everything besides glass. Warner's asked us to no longer accept glass.
Okay.
So we just no longer accept glass. And then we did put the ordinance into play to try to have everything in a can or bagged up to prevent stuff from, like you said, the wind's always blowing.
Oh, yeah.
So to prevent all that stuff from blowing around town and cluttering the neighborhoods up.
Yeah, Warner's picks up our recycling, and they do a great job. I mean, they do an outstanding job. But I always have to know, okay, I'm thinking in my mind, is it windy out at the house? Oh, yeah, probably is. At some point, my wife or I has got to get back home and get the can, back up to the house or something, because it is going to be it's going to be down the road because of the wind. But you're right. You've got to get that. I want to talk about glass. Where can glass go? Because that, to me, is just going to go in the trash.
It would just go in the trash.
But was it recyclable before?
I mean, it was at one point, but I don't know if there's – I'm not
a recycling
specialist, but Warner's just asked us to no longer accept it, so we just no longer accept it.
Yeah, I wonder, because I would think that there would be – to me, glass might be even, I guess it wouldn't be necessarily easier, but I would think that it would be a really good resource. But I can understand. Of course, a lot of things have gone away from glass. I mean, things are just so much plastic out there. And you're picking up all that cardboard and plastic and
aluminum, metal, all that.
You're still picking it on Wednesdays?
Yep, every Wednesday. Yeah. And see, that we're looking at moving that to automated as well.
Okay.
But right now we have 9 guys and then 2 in a 1-ton, so you've got 11 guys on Wednesdays.
So it would be in the recycling can.
Yep.
You'd keep it in the can. Yep. You'd almost have to make everything go in the can then.
Yeah, there'd be a separate can versus your trash toter.
Right, right. Because 'cause you still can put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Right, outside there. So... yeah, I know, and we survived that. I mean, there was a lot of people that were a little upset about that, like you said. But to me, it's a safety issue as well.
Well, it's if you care about the city, we don't want trash blowing all around. So just bag it up, put it in a box, and it just makes it easier.
Right. And I'm going back to the automation, though. I think that the safety of having a guy hanging on the side of a truck, to me, I always like, man, does he realize how close he's coming to that sign when they're driving?
I did it for two and a half years. You know. We've had chemicals blow up in our faces. I mean, we've been stuck with Sharpies, all that kind of stuff. So.
Right. And it is not a very, like you said, it's a thankless job a little bit, because you're doing a lot of stuff that nobody else wants to do.
And the thing of it is every community is moving to these side load trucks. You don't see rear load operations much anymore.
What are some other innovations? You mentioned that a lot of technology is changing. Any other innovations, whether it be street or trash or whatever, that you see that's probably going to eventually come, that's going to change without scaring anybody to death? I mean, drones, what are we going to?
No drones, but there is some equipment that's pretty cool for your leaf collection. Instead of having the guys out in it holding the hose, because that hose is heavy.
Because it's sucking it all up, right? Yeah.
So there's now equipment that You can either drive them, like Lafayette has them, you drive a big truck and you can operate the hose just like you would with a side load truck, but it can collect the leaves down the curb, and you don't, that would only take two guys versus three. Right now we use a tractor still. We've got guys driving a tractor and riding on an open container to suck up the leaves. So definitely looking at improving that aspect.
So
of it.
That machine, it's automated, or is it
No, the new one would be automated.
Oh, really? So it's all automated?
There's multiple ones. A guy can be driving and control it just like we do with trash, or there's one where you pull one with a pickup truck and there's a guy sitting enclosed and he's operating.
Okay. But it takes out the heavy lift of all of the stuff of pulling and pushing and prying. Oh, I know. It's
we just had a guy tear his bicep 2 years ago on leaf machine. So,
wow.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like the, how much does that cost?
I haven't looked at the price yet, but from what I'm hearing,
you don't have your Sears and Roebuck catalog and you're checking it all out.
It's at the truck shows. We've been looking into them. So, yeah. I'm going to go. We're going to probably have one demo this year just to kind of see how well it works in our community.
Yeah, that was I'm glad you brought that up. That was a question. Do you ever have a chance to work with companies that they come in and say, hey, use this for a season or whatever? And
like we're having issues with we have a mechanical sweeper. We're trying to get a vac sweeper. It's better for the catch basins and all that to try to clear the drains. It'll clear the drains better. A vac sweeper will. So we're going to actually demo one of those here in a few weeks to to, because if we can help keep the drains clear, that helps utility department out, that helps the streets out, they won't flood as much, that. So whatever piece of equipment we need to help that, we're going to look into getting it.
On the drains, is it normally because of just the debris that's clogging it up, or is there sometimes collapsed drains or anything?
I think
you have that happen too.
Yeah, so. That happens, but it's normally debris.
Debris.
Especially
sticks.
Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Sticks, leaves.
Leaves and all that stuff.
Grass clippings when people mow them out in the streets.
Yeah, no, we try to tell people don't, and it drives me crazy when I drive down a road and, you know, people just left all their grass clippings out, because I'm pretty anal about all that. I go out and I mow over the street. I blow it, whatever I have to do, you know.
It's just something people don't think about until you work or you have an issue on that side. Yeah. You just mow your grass. You don't think about clogging a drain or anything like that.
Or somebody like a motorcyclist. We have even a lot of bicyclists that drive by, you know, ride by our place. And, you know, I just think on a kind of a wet, damp day, I mean, especially motorcycles, because my brother's a motorcyclist and I would – and we talk about this. He said, oh, yeah, I don't even go down certain roads. He lives in Texas. He said, I don't even go down certain roads because I just know they're going to mow the ditch and it's going to be grass.
That's a mess.
Yeah. And, but you guys do a great job. Ryan couldn't be here today, but a lot of stuff going. You guys do a lot of partnerships together and things.
I think as far as the community, police department, fire department, utilities. I think we all communicate well together and work well together.
I do too. That's the blessing of it all, because that's not the case in all communities. So we greatly appreciate the collaboration and the cooperation because we the citizen don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We just know that the work needs to be done, and that's what we just take for granted.
Yep.
You know that it's going to get done, and we greatly appreciate that. I was going to mention. Working with Ryan and Emily on the crossing program, we've been doing the C3, which is part of the Just Serve program. That it's our community crew, the crossing community crew. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called C3, the crossing community crew, where we're working with them on projects. And probably we'll reach out to you at some point, say, hey, how can we, interface? Is there opportunities to do some things? Getting our kids engaged from the crossing to do community service projects, in that sense that it's not for punishment or anything. This is actually a class that has curriculum that's teaching servant leadership. So hats off to the mayor. Judy was very willing to let this happen, and Ryan and Emily have been great partners so far. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, at the last Muffins with the Mayor, which, by the way, shout out Muffins with the Mayor, first Tuesday of every month at the park. But Ryan brought that up, and I guess they did work right outside that I don't know what you call it, that building there, and it looked nice out there.
Well, so they did the concession, the concession stand area, and where the parking area, and then took all the leaves away from the petting zoo and took care of all that, and really
good.
Really cleaned that up because leaves can just, you could have a nicely manicured yard, you could have all a nice painted home, and then just nature just kind of blows stuff up.
Yep.
You know, I think it's kind of like life, you know, Brian. Yep.
Things, just adapt and clean it up.
Yeah,
right?
You got to clean it up. So, all right. Anything else you want the good folks to know, Frankfurt?
Nope, just with the getting busy outside, just pay attention. Drive. Yeah. Just pay attention.
Yeah.
We're going to have guys out everywhere. Every department's going to have people out. Just pay attention. People are going to be walking, riding their bikes. Just pay attention.
I appreciate it. All right, brother. Well, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate you. You have a great day. Tell Ryan we missed him.
Will do.
All right. The Brian and Brian show was just Brian today. So, well, you know, Bob died of Bob and Tom. So, you know, I saw that the other day. So nobody's dead. So that's the good news. Nobody's dead. It's just Ryan's just taking a leave. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We appreciate Brian coming in. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be the Frankfurt Police Department coming up in the queue there on deck. Here on WILO's Party Line.